This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Tage song. This might be the song I think of the most for them almost making the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it played it like every home game twice. This should play when he comes out of the tunnel to play tonight, WWE style.
They could have done entrances and entrance music.
They also should bring back the individual goal song. I'm ready for it. I wasn't a fan of changing in the first place.
No.
You like what they have instead?
I do.
What's the song again?
It's about the
Kickstart My Heart?
It's about the name on the front of the goal song, not the name on the back of the goal song album. I don't know. I want one song. The goal song is supposed to be about the fans, not the players. How's that for you?
But see, you can have one bad song, and now every goal is followed by a bad choice. Whereas if... Maybe I get a few bad songs or 40% bad songs from the players, but that means more than half the time I still have good songs.
Well, the best scenario is to just pick a good song. And I think the Sabres have a fine song. It could be better. But individual goal songs, I don't like it anymore. Play that song when you're announcing who scored the goal, fine. Right?
Well, that's during play.
Do it anyway. Whatever. The NBA, NBA plays music. The Bandits play music. Buffalo goal. His first of the season. Boom. Fishing in the Dark's getting played. Tage Thompson. Bam. But when the goal's actually scored, no. Yeah.
Anyway. I would play it.
803-0550.
There's a new team that's exploring the possibility of a new stadium.
Did you see this? There's also... Yeah, give me this, and right after that, I want to give you the NHL market that is the next up on expansion, it would seem. There's a new market. Kevin Weeks reported yesterday a new market is exploring coming into the NHL.
I think I may have missed this. The new team, have you seen it already?
The NFL team that wants a new stadium?
Yeah. Who? Because I wonder how many times it would take you to guess this team.
Okay, not Cleveland.
Not Cleveland.
Because Cleveland we know.
Cleveland we
Chicago,
know.
Chicago we know wants one.
Yep.
Kansas City we know is in this conversation.
Yep.
Tennessee's getting one. Buffalo's getting one, of course.
Yep.
All right, who? It's not going to be... Who's it going to be? You're saying I shouldn't guess this?
I would be surprised if you got right to this team. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just rule out it should never in a million years be, and if I get it wrong, I get it wrong, okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Jets should never be the Jets.
Correct, it's not the Jets.
Should not be the Ravens.
Right.
Should not be the Steelers.
Right.
Should not be the Bengals or we mentioned the Browns already have one.
Right.
Not the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars are getting one. The Titans are getting one. Do I want to say it should definitely not be the Texans? The Chiefs, we figured it out. The Chargers have one. The Broncos. The Broncos. All right, I'm putting Houston and Denver on the maybes.
Okay.
Not Philly. Mm-hmm. Washington needs one. So that can't be them because that would not...
Too obvious.
Yes.
Yeah. We already know they want one.
Not Dallas, not the Giants, not the Lions, not the Vikings, not the Packers, not the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks, okay, add them to the mix. Not the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Saints. Panthers. Add them to the maybe list.
Okay.
No Rams, no Seahawks, no Cardinals, no Niners.
All right, so you have four on the maybe list?
Are they on the maybe list?
They're on your maybe
list. All right.
You did a really good job.
All right.
So who's on your maybe is Tampa, Houston, Denver, and Carolina.
Yes.
Right?
That's my maybe list.
It's on your maybe list.
Okay.
The blank have explored the possibility of a new stadium to replace the place that the franchise is called home since it...
Houston.
...opened in 2002.
Houston.
The Texans looking at a new stadium. I would have never guessed that
Houston,
because their stadium feels... Like, I've never been there, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
On TV, at least. It's a dome. I think their retractable roof doesn't work, right? They tried to open it or something, and it didn't work this season.
It is an older, big, huge, yeah, one of those. When I was going through the maybes, Houston was my knee-jerk first thought. Like, but that's...
I feel like you almost just guessed them outright.
I almost did, but I wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Texans want a new stadium.
Hmm. The Bucks. They can't have a new one because the ship is too cool. I've never even seen that ship.
I mean, you could move the pirate ship, I guess, right?
Joe, I don't think it can sail. I don't think it works. sorry.
Move it from one stadium to the next.
All right.
Okay. This is not the Texans saying this. This is Florio saying this. If the local authorities won't play ball in a new stadium, the team will consider playing ball elsewhere. Okay.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They're going to move from Houston again?
Here we go. Yeah. Where were
anyways.
Remember when the Bills were going to play at Penn State?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, for 2 years
or
something.
Sure they will. Sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Texans exploring a new stadium.
Who's the NHL team that's... Is this a new one?
Like, yes.
I've seen Atlanta.
Okay.
Over the years.
So to follow up...
They keep flirting with their idea of going back to Phoenix, right, at some point. Like, Batman is going to do that.
Yep.
And then... Was there another one?
This is a sign.
No.
Hey, Josh, he doesn't read your text messages.
I must
Josh
have missed it.
Texted the two of us this story from Kevin Weeks. That's right. You have 200 unread texts. One of them is Josh trying to give you information on the next potential expansion team in the NHL.
Okay, last time I text you.
I'm marking that unread. So now we're at 79 missed text messages. The text, though, I'm not looking at it. It just says Kevin Weeks.
Yeah.
So I haven't opened it.
In speaking to Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly and other sources involved, I can confirm there was a recent meeting in New York City with a group expressing their interest in bringing the NHL to
Portland, Oregon.
No. All right, keep going. This is a major sports city.
Cleveland.
It has two professional sports teams right now.
They have two.
NHL would be their third major league. They have two teams now.
New Orleans.
Correct.
Yeah.
New Orleans. Now, I would like to say, this is how you know I'm an adult now and I'm not a jerk, because I did not, quote, tweet that with some sort of joke about how they're going to make the playoffs before the Sabres. I didn't do that. I didn't make that joke. I didn't say that.
But they're probably going.
Personal growth.
But they're
that's growth to not say, oh, sweet, another team that's going to make it before the Sabres. I didn't say that.
Cool, you're mature. I'm not 30 yet. Guess what? New Orleans is going to make the playoffs before the Sabres.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was really proud of myself for not the New Orleans. Here we go.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm excited to hate another team name. The New Orleans what? What will they go? The Gumbo.
The New Orleans Brass.
The New Orleans Gumbo.
The Brass is a good name. That is a good name.
It's a singular name, though, isn't it?
It's plural, but yeah, that's a good
New
name.
New Orleans Brass.
I feel like that'd be too close to the Blues, though.
What are you, though, if you are a player on that team?
A brasser.
You're a member of the brass section.
Brasser?
A member of the
a member.
Obviously, defense would be trombones, and forwards are trumpets, and goalies tuba. Problem solved.
New Orleans has, yeah. Wow, did you know this already, Josh? New Orleans has only had one professional hockey team in their history, that at least according to Wikipedia. They were in the ECHL, and their name was the New Orleans Brass.
Okay.
And their colors were purple and gold.
I just took a stab at that. Yeah. I didn't.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's not that bad.
New Orleans Brass.
Hey, and their coach can be called the conductor.
All right. Now we're getting too far. Easy. 803-0550. Let's send it to the chat. The New Orleans what?
Blank.
The New Orleans crawfish comes in early. The New Orleans hot dogs.
Meh?
No. I don't know. I think it's a joke. The New Orleans...
I'm looking through like some of their former team names in other sports leagues.
Is it possible they could go some cool name like call themselves the Bayou something?
The New Orleans Bayou or the Bayou something? Yeah. Like the Bayou is the location. Like,
yeah, I mean you can go full ECHL caliber name and go like the Bayou Brawlers. That's terrible.
Derek,
that's a fantasy team name
Voodoo.
Right there.
The Voodoo,
or something like
New Orleans Voodoo. That's a
realm of things.
I don't know what I want in sports team names. I want it to sound somewhat professional, but also not sound like you just dug something up from 1920.
Or from the Madden
Like New
games.
Orleans Privateers is a former team name.
We're not doing that.
That is the team name from the New Orleans University, so that's taken.
The Swamp Monsters, the Vampires, the Fan Boats, the Gators. These are all coming in on the chat.
The Fan Boats is the best.
The Fan Boats. The Gators. They don't have Crocs. They have Gators. Is that right? I don't even know.
What do they have in New Orleans?
Well, the Pelicans are named the Pelicans because that's the state bird.
Right.
The Pels. The Pelicans. By the way, they do call them the Pels, Joe. Just going to give you the heads up. Just like Sapes. The New Orleans hockey team will be named the...
It's got something French maybe could work here.
If we want to go off state animals, the state animal of Louisiana is the black bear.
Nah. No, not enough people would feel like that's, I don't know.
I more so wanted to say that why is it the black bear?
What about like the Cajuns?
The Raging Cajuns might have an issue with that.
Right. The Riverboat Gamblers. I think what I want is, I think I want something that's got a French vibe to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm trying to... I keep thinking of Ed Orgeron saying "Go Tigers" in my head right now, and it's spelled G-E-A-U-X.
The state amphibian is a green tree frog, if anyone cares about that. The New Orleans tree frogs. Crawfish. Nah. They have a state boat.
They have a state boat.
Yeah. They have a state drink. You know what the state drink is of Louisiana?
What about just the bayous?
It's milk.
Milk?
Milk is the state drink.
I don't know, not much to do off that. The bayous. New Orleans bayous.
I'm at Louisiana. They have a state dog, the Catahoula leopard dog or something like that.
Does everybody have a state dog?
I don't know if everyone has a state dog, but Louisiana does. State fruit, strawberry. Not bad. The white perch? How about the New Orleans white perch?
I'm not hearing anything that beats brass.
No, I agree.
The first one, brass, is pretty good.
The state reptile is the alligator. Could they get alligators in there?
Into the arena.
No, I mean like in the name.
Oh, in the name.
Could they be the Gators? Could they be the Gators?
How does copyright and stuff work like that? Like, we've got so many teams
I know.
That are called the same thing. That's but if you call something new the same thing, well, then it's not allowed.
Right. That's probably
9,000 teams named the Tigers and the Lions out there. But if I call them the Tigers now, it's a problem.
That's right.
Like, if you call them the Gators, are the Florida Gators going to call and say you're not allowed to do that?
They might.
Because didn't that happen with the Golden Knights?
The Golden Knights wanted to be the Black Knights, and Army said no.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Hockey in New Orleans,
I mean,
huh?
Look at, excuse me, Utah wanted to be the Yeti, and a cooler company said no.
Right.
Not even a sports team.
Like, how many people do I have to check in with to see if I'm allowed to call a team something?
I hope you're ready for, like, the New Orleans Godzilla or Rodan. What's the Kraken version? What's a mythical beast that exists in a part
but
of the world
that have to do with
that's
New Orleans?
Not New Orleans? What's a meme? They're going to name their team after
the Chupacabra.
A meme. There, a meme. Another meme name. Anyway, Kevin Weeks says New Orleans wants a team. They're at 32. New Orleans, 33. Who else is coming in? Is Arizona coming back
for
34?
Batman's going to bring Arizona back. And then Atlanta wants back. They're going to get to 40. Well, they're going to get to 40. The NHL, they don't print money TV-wise like some of these other teams. So how do they make up for it? They get massive billion-dollar expansion fees.
Right. They have a bit of a scheme here where it's just like, hey, we'll give you $50 million if we can be in your league. Sweet. That's more than I've profited in 20 years of owning the team.
Yeah. Man.
Anyway, there you go. Kevin Weeks, New Orleans. The New Orleans. That's more state symbols.
I don't think I'm off on the state symbols.
The Creole. The sweet potato.
Jambalaya.
You Are My Sunshine is the state song.
New York, in fact, does have a state dog.
We do.
All working dogs.
What about
all? In 2017, they declared that it would be all working dogs. So like German Shepherds and whatever else you consider a working dog.
Is Swamp Monsters too long?
Yes.
New Orleans Swamp Monsters?
How about Swampers? No. Swampies. No.
The Crawdads? The New Orleans Gulf?
The Bog.
The New Orleans Gulf, G-U-L-F.
The what? The Gulf?
The Gulf.
They're changing the name of that thing every day. You can't be the Gulf. We'll get a break in. It's Extendo Sports coming up.